So the Meta Peace Team takes debriefing really seriously, and so we want to make sure we weave it into our trainings. And one of the ways we do that is to debrief after a role play. And generally speaking, after a role play is complete, we'll call everybody back together, and the first thing we'll do is we'll ask people to stay in character, and we'll look for what are the feelings that your character had during the training. And once everybody has had a chance to express their feelings, that does two things. It gets to the feelings right away while they're still at the surface. It also allows me as a trainer to do a safety check to see if people can talk about their feelings in a way that is not either disassociated or still so in that feeling that they can't be present to the room. And so once everybody has had a chance to check in with their feelings and we get a sense that everybody's okay, then we move into what happened in the role play. Because often we get into our tunnel vision and we only see what happened in our little piece of the role play. And so it gives us a shared common understanding. Then what I'll usually do is ask people to take a moment to take off their character. And literally, if we'll have props, take your props off now. Take that police hat off. Take that peace team vest off. Do something to help them shake it out. Sometimes it's just wiggle your body. Sometimes it's wipe your pant legs, whatever. But something to help people step out of that character. The other thing is if people are really triggered by a role play, which doesn't happen often, but it has happened, I will sometimes do an up and out activity, which is something that comes from co-counseling, which is a piece we do in our longer trainings. And an up and out activity is just something to bring people back to present time. So look around the room and tell me four things that you see that are the color purple, or think in your head about how many streets that began with the letter P you drove on to get to the training today. Just something to bring people back to present time. Once people are back in present time, then we can do the more intellectual processing of what went well, what didn't go well, what would we like to do differently. As we're doing the debriefing of the role plays, we then can also take that opportunity to talk about how important debriefing is after every peace team experience. And after every peace team experience, we do debriefing in much the same way, checking in on feelings, getting a sense of what happened, and then, what went well, what did we do, what didn't happen that thank God it didn't happen because we weren't prepped for it, that type of critical thinking about the experience. The other thing that has become sort of a tradition within the Meta Peace team is to ask people as they're leaving the group, what are you going to do tonight to take care of yourself? That oftentimes, immediately after a peace team, especially if it's been a particularly stressful or dramatic one, people don't realize how much tension they're carrying. And so, kind of asking people to check in with themselves again later that evening or the next day and to do something extra to take care of themselves is both a way to speak to the importance of self-care, but also a way to remind us that we may have been through some traumatic experiences and that it is worth revisiting that and taking a look at it.